one door in, and they had a big jar right in the middle. And this old woman, she could talk. She was cooking backbone and beans together in there. And I asked her, I said, do you give anybody any of that when it gets done? Yes. She says, anybody wants to taste it, can taste it when it gets done. She could talk. And then the girls that went around with us and told us everything, why, they went over into Tennessee to school. We were just right over about 5 miles. This ending is of going over into Carolina, back into the Carolina. No, back into Tennessee. We went down and spent the night. It was late, we got Saturday, and so Sunday morning we toured all over it. So, they showed us the big old log pens where they caught their bears to make their meat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They if they come up there and that, there was a little stream of water running right through it, you could see the nicest fish, looked like you could just reach down and get them. We taking pictures, but I think their daughter's got them all. You know, everywhere we went, we would take a picture of everything in there. My daughter-in-law's parents lived up there in North Carolina, and I went with them one time on a vacation after I come here. But I told them then, I said, I don't mind going up to see you folks, but I'm not going on that mountain no more. I don't know why. Well, you can look down there, the road, you can look right over there, you can see the bottom of nothing. If you'd have run off of that car, that'd have been the last of you.
Yeah.
And the sun's brakes kind of give out up there, and you have to use them so much. So on a Sunday, we stopped at a place and asked the man if we could, was any way of getting down without going to pin on across. We went on to another mountain where the Granddaddy Mountain is. And he told us yes and showed us how we could go off of it and not have to use the brakes so we'd come down off of that. We went on Mount Mitchell. After we got off of Rocky, we went on Mount Mitchell. But we didn't go on all the way on it. Because he's afraid the brakes would give out and then we would be into it.
Yeah.
That'd be too bad. It'd taken us 2 days to go up there where we went, 2 days to come back. Of course, we just stopped along and stayed at motels. And, you know, just seeing everything going, everything coming back.
Did you used to have bears and...
Oh, there's bears here now.
Around here?
Yeah. They're here now. I don't know whether there's any right in here or not, but I told you about Living in Star, and they had this big old army camp, Camp Blandin, still there. Well, all back in there, there's bear. Because they'd see them crossing the road. And we got deer. There's deer here, right here on this place. But you can't see them hardly ever. But they down in that field. I mean, to go back to the neighbor over on that side. He runs them out. They go in his garden and he runs them out and they come over to my field. They'll eat up your stuff in the garden, all right.
Yeah. What about bobcats? Do you have them?
Yeah. But you know, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah, there's bobcat here. And there's a cat they call a catty mouse, but I ain't never seen him, but then I've heard them talk about him. He's a big old cat, too.
And a large tree that has a big white flower on it.
Well, that's a dogwood.
Okay, what about one even bigger than that? It's got big...
Magnolia tree's got big, great big blooms.
What was that?
A magnolia.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a cowcumber tree or cucumber tree?
I don't think so.
And, say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, I have to ask.
Ask your parents, I guess.
Okay, or is talking about her husband. Is there any joking way she'd refer to him?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, have you ever heard the old man or...